Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
And welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And ladies and gentlemen, today we got a wonderful show for you because Dandy Don and I, we want to talk about something that's very, very important and something that we've got a little bit of experience in, you might say. But let's say hello to Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks so much, Jim. Super, super excited for the show. And it's just so many cool things are happening. We've got a big event next week, and wow, just so excited.
Yeah, we really are. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that we're pre-recording this show that's going to be played on October the 25th. We're doing this because the event that Dandy Don just mentioned, we're going to be at the VFW in Chandler, Arizona, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. There at the VFW in Chandler. The address is 751 South Arizona Avenue. The phone number is 480-963-1777. And I share that with you in the event that you catch the show and you decide, wow, I want to go over there and get some free speaker training. All you got to do is call the VFW at 480-963-1777 and just say, hey, is there room for me? And we'll probably just say, come on down. We'd be glad to have you because we're going to be putting on a lot of great training there. We got a great lineup of speakers. Oh my goodness, Dandy Don. I mean, I just know we're super excited because every time that we put on training, people are just blown away by the amount of value that they receive. And for you folks listening in, the cost you can afford. It just be the price of your gas over there, and there's no selling or anything like it. Am I right on that, Don?
Absolutely. We're going to provide just tons of training. Our executive team is putting together some unbelievable training, everything from marketing to branding to how to make great videos to how to run an email campaign to speaking. I mean, it just runs the gamut of incredible things that if you're an entrepreneur – that you need in order to grow your business. And just so super excited about the content. And you're right, Jim, every time, you know, someone gets exposed to our training, they come up to us and they're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe what you guys are doing.
You're exactly right. And the reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of like the old proverb. Sometimes where you stand depends on where you're forced to sit. Because Don and I, we have both put out thousands and thousands of dollars for speaker training. And guess what? We get good training, but no one has any follow-up. No one cared enough about me and Don to make sure we got a return on our investment to be able to help us get on stages. And as Speakers Pathway Coalition, we actually make sure that our members who want to be on stage, there's a process they go through. It's a merit system, but we put them on stage. And what else do they get when they're on stage there, Don?
They get video of them on stage, and they get photos of them on stage, which is very important collateral. I mean, right now I'm searching for 8 speakers for one of the largest service organizations on the planet for a conference next year. And one of the things as a meeting planner I'm asking for is, show me a video of you actually on stage. If you don't have that, you're a wanna speak, I guess, but you know, you really need to have some of these assets. So we work very hard at providing opportunities where our members can get the key assets that they need to take their speaking to the next level.
You're exactly right, because Don, all the speaker training that I personally did, no one ever told me that I needed a speaker kit, and I spent thousands and thousands of dollars. And I'm talking about, you know, probably around $50,000 total. But my point being, I didn't know what a speaker kit was. I didn't know I needed a one sheet. I knew that I needed an intro video, but that was about it. There were so many things that I did not know. Let me say that honestly. I did not know. And we see the same thing in the people who want to become speakers. They're not properly prepared. They don't know what to expect. And I'm glad you mentioned about this particular training that you're looking for eight people, because they're not doing that for the experience, are they? There's a little monetary, I believe, involved in that. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the overall budget is over $50,000 for speakers. And so, and it's really interesting that I did a call for speakers, and in 12 hours, and it's just on Facebook, just, hey, who would be interested? I had over 50 responses. Okay, people saying, hey, I want to get paid to speak for one of the largest service organizations on the planet. But I only had about 12 people apply, and several of the applications, they really weren't very good. You know, like the videos were just awful, or they didn't take the time to make a why me video to tell me as the meeting planner why they would be a perfect fit. So, you know, I think that people struggle, speakers struggle with finding paid speaking. And they also, even when they get them, they struggle with being prepared to be a serious contender. So we at Speakers Pathway, that's our mission, is to solve those problems for speakers.
It really is, because, you know, if you wanted to be a speaker, where would you start looking? In the want ads? You know, I mean, there's no guidance there. And that's why Don and I created the Speakers Pathway Coalition. But, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to speaking is very, very critical when it comes to you building your business, whether it's an online business, if you have a brick and mortar business, speaking is very, very critical in getting your message, your products, your services out to your audience, out to people that want to do business with you, potential clients. And we tell people every day, are you going to make a video? Are you going to do a Facebook Live? Let me ask you a question. Do you think speaking and knowing how to do a call to action and being a professionally trained speaker, do you think that would be of any value? Because you, Don, I know that you and I, we watch Facebook Live videos and go like, oh my goodness. And if I may share, how many times have you got an email in and there's some product being advertised, and they got these fancy buzzwords to push your hot button, and you say, okay, and you click on this video, and they go on and on and on with the problem, and you're saying, okay, all right, now let's get to the, tell me how to solve this problem, and they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Don, have you seen that?
Oh, I see it all the time, and like you said, Jim, it's any time, and this might be maybe a mental shift for some of the listeners, when people hear speaking, they think of Tony Robbins, Les Brown, and a lot of people don't want to be like them. They don't want to get in front of tens of thousands of people in an arena somewhere. But that's not all of speaking, right? That's a very particular segment of speaking. Basically, any time you're speaking, you're communicating to more than one person, you're speaking. And how you craft that message, whether it be, like Jim said, whether it be in a video, a webinar, at a networking event, on a stage, on a live stream, you know, wherever that is, you're speaking. And it's your opportunity to clearly communicate. And so you'll move people to action, because we're not speaking just to flap our jaws, are we, Jim? We want to move people to action.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. And ladies and gentlemen, just think about, even in the business world, a person that works in the corporate office, I mean, if they take a TEDx type of training, look how valuable that would be for them. That's a feather in their cap. And Dandy Don, I know you were summoned to go down to Cocoa Beach earlier this year for some TEDx training. Would you be kind enough to share that with the folks?
Absolutely. It was an honor. It turns out that someone I know was on the committee for a TEDx event that they were putting on in Cocoa Beach. And the person that they were planning on to be the speaking coach had some personal issue, and they couldn't do it. So they asked me to come down, or actually be the speaker for the eight speakers that were going to be at their TEDx event. And so over about a 6-week period, I helped the speakers to craft their message using powerful language. I coached them. I spent hours with them on the phone. And then I actually went to Cocoa Beach for the event, and it was incredible. And we did a dry run there the evening before. I gave them some live fire coaching, and we're going to be doing the same thing at our speak off coming up at this event in Phoenix, where we're going to have 8 people from the training on Saturday who want to get on the stage and enter a speak off on Sunday. They're going to have that opportunity, and they're going to put together a 6-minute talk. They're going to get coaching. They're going to get video. Wow. It's going to be, and we're going to give away a special prize to the best speaker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, the type of stages that Don and I put on for speakers to speak, it's a safe stage. We don't put you in an arena with 500 people or something like that. You're going to know the people in there, and they're going to give you good feedback, positive feedback, things of this nature. And if you suffer from glossophobia, you're my kind of people. I mean, because decades, I suffer from glossophobia. There was no way I could get up in front of anyone, a group of people, and speak. And I'll share a little bit more about that glossophobia, more about how you can overcome that glossophobia and come back. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, because I've got a free course I can give you that will help you, because there's someone sitting out there listening to this broadcast, Don, and I know they say, wow, I wish I had the courage to speak. I would love to be able to share my message with someone. And if that's you, you're on the right program. You're assigned to the right people. And we're ready to break here for a few minutes, or for a couple of minutes here, for our messages. But I just wanted to, you know, let people know that I know how you feel if you got a fear about public speaking. It's called glossophobia. And I overcame that. And I put on a course. And because everything that Don and I do, well, I'll tell you, we'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Ever wonder about the origin of Murphy's Law? You know the maxim that if anything can go wrong, it will. Murphy's Law was named after Captain Edward A. Murphy, an engineer working at Edwards Air Force Base in 1949. Captain Murphy was working on a project designed to measure how much sudden deceleration a human could stand in a crash. After discovering a transducer constructed for the experiment was wired wrong, Murphy squabashed the technician responsible by exclaiming, "If there's any way to do it wrong, you'll find it." In other words, circumvent mistakes and miskabobbles before they happen. Aerospace manufacturers began quoting Murphy's Law to their engineers, and soon it became an eponym. It's words you never heard. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And you know, Dandy, I got so wrapped up in what we were talking about speaking, I was so excited, I forgot to tell the folks that we've got complimentary gifts there at SpeakersPathway.com. Would you be kind enough to share a couple of them with them, please?
We sure do. If you go to SpeakersPathway.com, right in the middle of our homepage, it says complimentary gifts. And when you click on that, you're going to be brought to a page. It's like a smorgasbord of incredible value that you're going to be brought to. And if you scroll down, you'll see our executive team. And each one of them is offering a complimentary gift to you. For example, Bill Heinrich, who Jim and I actually use as a coach to help us with our business Speakers Pathway. And Bill has some Law of Attraction resources. And Bill is a high-level business coach, and he gives 100% guarantee on results from his coaching. So you can just click on Get Free Gift here, and you'll be able to get Bill's valuable information.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've got Bill sent me a PDF on clarity in the mind and all that, something he did a couple of years ago. And I sent it out to a good friend of mine in Don's because this young lady is going through some struggles. And if you're going through struggles, the first thing you need to do is get clarity in your mind and realize that in the physical, you cannot control the physical things. You can only control what's in your life. And Bill does a wonderful job in explaining that in all of our complimentary gifts there at speakerspathway.com. They're 100% free. There are no strings attached. We do not follow you up and hound you and try to, you know, nickel and dime you to death, because our attitude is if we cannot earn your business, we don't deserve it. And we mean that sincerely. Before the break, I was talking about glossophobia. And that really scarred me for years, for decades, actually, because it started in the fifth grade when I had to give oral book reports. And I got laughed at as a kid. You can imagine how that would affect any kid. And then my mother just told me, she said, "Don't worry about it, son. There's a lot of things you can do and you never have to speak." And I thought, oh, thank you. And so I went that route for decades. But when I became an instructor in the United States Army, I guess what? I had to speak in front of people, and that was hard for me to. And so my point being, I offer that free course, no strings attached, overcoming the fear of public speaking. But Don and I and all of our executive training directors there at speakerspathway.com, everything that we have developed has been out of fulfilling a need that not only we had in our lives, but other people have in their lives. That's our secret sauce. That's what makes us tick. And Don, I mean, you and I are so passionate about speaking. You know, I'd like for you to share a little bit about all the courses we put on that afternoon there in the library. We shot how many videos? Was it 8, 9, or 10? I forgot now.
I think it was 10 modules that we made. Mm-hmm. About the techniques for the presentation, the stage skills, basically the stage skills that you need. Because there's a lot to speaking, right? There's the message, there's your talk of mm-hmm. what you're going to say, but then there's the stage skills on how you say it. And we shot 10 really just power-packed videos. These are things that you and I have accumulated in our experience from you know, decades of speaking and instructing. Mm-hmm. And we captured it. We hunkered down for like 3 hours and we just cranked out these. And right now they're in our, what I'm calling our profit lab, which is our course area. Mm-hmm. And because this is what helps you to make profit using speaking in your business. So inside our profit lab, you can find all these videos. It's in I think it's Become an Influential Speaker, part number 3, which is about stage technique, stage skills.
Oh, yeah. And we even covered things like body language, how to present yourself, how to walk around and how to make eye contact and things of that nature. And we just went all out on that thing. I mean, Don was such a slave driver. He says, "We're going to get this done this afternoon." And we did. And I tease him about that. But no, we did a lot of work there. We were both amazed at how much information that we were able to put together in modules there, in video modules. And the bottom line was, our secret sauce was, it was passion. It was from the heart. kind of like that old proverb you hear me say a lot. Sometimes where you stand depends on where you're forced to sit. We've been there, and we don't want you to have to do that. And Don, I mean, you know, when it comes to, and I want you to share a little bit about some work that you did in Colorado Springs with one of the large civic groups. And when they saw the type of training that Dandy Don put on there, because he's a master speaker trainer. That's what he is. We call him a speaking geek, but he's a master speaker trainer. And when they saw the results of that, that's where they came back. And they told Don, hey, we need you and your people, your organization to come up with 8 people, and we're going to allot $50,000 for that. Would you be kind enough to share all the things that went into that and how we came about that, if you would, sir?
Yeah, and it's just been an unbelievable journey. So I was introduced to this civic organization, and I became a member. They do great things around the world. And I just came up with this concept of, you know, what if they had, because they have speakers at every week at their meetings, like every club, and there's 35,000 clubs around the world that meet every week, and they have speakers every single week. But a lot of the times the speakers really don't speak on topics that are relevant to the club. It might be, you know, things that are not that relevant. So I suggested, how about we train some people, some members, to be able to give relevant talks to the clubs. And so I did that over a course of, I believe it was 8 weeks or so. We did some live training. I did some coaching over the phone. We held an event. Jim, you were there. You got to see these people give their 15 to 20 minute talks, like a TED talk kind of a format, on a topic that was relevant to this particular organization. And they rocked it. And they got to see the value of this. They were like, we've never seen anything like it. It's a combination of speaking, communication, sales. You know, it draws from so many backgrounds. One of the gentlemen who was a past president came up to me and said, you know, I've spent 40 years of my career in sales, and what you're doing, it follows the flow of sales. And yes, when you're speaking, you're selling an idea. You're trying to move people to action. So absolutely, there's a strong sales element to whenever you're speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Because when people are listening to you and you're presenting your product, your service, whatever it might be, your company, they're buying you first. So that's very, very important. And that's one of the things that, you know, that Don did there. I was the MC of the event, and I was just blown away. And because a lot of civic organizations, and we're talking with the VFW there, since we're going to be at their place in Chandler, trying to appeal to the younger people. Because a lot of the civic clubs, they're up in years. A lot of the guys are. And it's like the old saying, they're male, they're pale, and they're stale. So when some people come in, young people, 30, 35 or 40, that are business people that want to give back to their community, and they see these, you know, older folks in there, and it looks like the only thing they did was just get out of the house, have a reason to get out of the house and come and, you know, have a little coffee and maybe eat and talk a little bit and visit. There's not that drive to really give back to the community. Now, this organization does, but some of the civic organizations, they're a little bit slack in that. And that's the same thing that the American Legion, as well as the VFW, I've talked to them personally about it, and they agree with me. We don't know how to communicate with younger people. And that's how valuable Don's speaker training is that he's talking about. And whenever you're going to present your story, if you're going to write a book, if you're going to have an online business, you've got to be able to present your products, your services, your messages in a way to attract the people who want to do business with you. That's really what speaking's about in a nutshell. And how do you feel about that, Don? Can you add something to that?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it is selling. And if you are an organization that wants new members, and these civic organizations, they thrive on membership. That's what they do, right? They get members, and the members contribute, and they do good things in the community and around the world. And so you are, whether you know it or not, whenever you're speaking at one of these events, you're selling to a potential new member. So speaking is incredibly important, and it's not just getting on a big old stage, right? It's whenever you're communicating to two or more people, which happens a lot, Jim, right?
That's exactly what it is. And like I said earlier, even if someone's not interested in having an online business or anything like that, or being a speaker or writing a book in their careers, if they have the ability to deliver like a 10 or 12 minute valuable TEDx talk, that is a tremendous credentials in their pockets. And also too, Don, this might be an appropriate time to do a call to action. If someone's listening to the podcast here, or live radio broadcast, however they're listening to us, if it's on iTunes, if you have a passion in your community and there's a civic group there that you'd like to get, you know, kind of like build a fire under them and get them going, I would highly recommend for you to get in touch with Dandy Don McGrath and say, hey, train me to the same standard that you did those other people. I can go in there and I'll show them, you know, what I can, you know, what I can do as far as generating interest, generating enthusiasm, getting people motivated. And guess what? They may hire you to gather together some people like they did Don. I mean, it's not impossible, is it, Don?
It is not. And, you know, I like to say I'm the speaking geek. It's not rocket science, though. I actually used to work for GE in their corporate research center and did rocket science, but this is not rocket science, but I can break it down. I could teach it to you, go from the sidewalk to the stage, right, Jim? So from not knowing how to really present your message to being influential and moving people to action.
Absolutely. And again, we're going to be in Chandler, Arizona, October the 25th on that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The phone number there is 480-963-1777. So after you hear this broadcast, or whenever you hear it, if you're there in Chandler, Arizona, and you'd like to come over and visit us, call the VFW there on South Arizona Avenue in Chandler. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's merging everywhere.
When airplanes first began carrying passengers, everyone was treated to first-class accommodations. Caviar and sandwiches were presented on porcelain plates, with beverages served in crystal. Flying was truly a special event, as passengers wore suits and evening dresses. What do you call a person who is afraid to fly? An aeroacrophobic. The airlines required stewardesses to be unmarried, and many were nurses as well. To be a pilot was respected and revered. What do you call a person who chooses a career based on the glamorous image it conveys? A MODOC. A typical flight in those days from London to Singapore would cost over $17,000 today and take 8 days. What's another word for jet lag? Dysrhythmia.
It's merging
neighborhood. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future is Now is sponsored by thespeakerspathway.com. I'm joined by the co-founder, my good friend and business partner, Dandy Don McGrath. And Dandy Don, we've been sharing a lot of good information about speaking and how to overcome the fear of public speaking, the value of having all these good speaker training things. And we're not done yet, are we, sir?
We are not. And I love what you were saying earlier, Jim, about fear of speaking. Mm. Studies show that we fear speaking, public speaking, more than death. And so a lot of people don't want to speak. They hear speaking, they kind of go, oh, I don't want to do that. But here's the thing. It is critical for your business. If you're an entrepreneur, speaking is critical. So my suggestion to you, you know, when you put on a pair of skis for the first time, that's pretty frightening too. But after 5, 6, 7 times going down the bunny slopes, you're like, okay, where's the blue trail? And speaking is no different. I would encourage you to look for opportunities to get in front of people and deliver a message. And like Jim said, we create these safe stages at our events where, you know, you're not stepping out in front of a bunch of 500 people expecting a lot from you. No, this is at a training event. So you'll get training. People will, you know, they're with you, right? They want you to succeed. And so there's a feeling of just love and support at these safe stages. So I would encourage you to seek out an opportunity like that to get up in front of a bunch of people and deliver a message, and then you realize it's not that bad, really, right, Jim?
It really isn't, because we had a lady that spoke on one of our previous stages, and seeing her up there, everyone knew she was nervous. Everyone knew that she struggled, but everyone gave her positive feedback. Everyone gave her kind of like a pat on the back, and she was glad that at least she went up there and tried it. And because once you start out speaking, you're going to get better and better and better at it. And there's actually 11 different stages in this world that speakers can qualify for and speak on. Now, the ones that I'm going to say, you know, you may not qualify and for a long time, that's going to be like the stages where they pay, you know, big money for Les Brown and Tony Robbins. But there's a lot of other good speaking stages, a lot of free stages you can get on, a lot of stages that will help you go and grow. It will build your portfolio. It will build your confidence. And imagine, you know, if you have spoke at, you know, local civic groups there for free, and afterwards, I mean, what you do really, you know, Don and I, we talk about this, you know, from time to time, is that what is it that people want to hear? That's the key to speaking. It's not what you want to say, because the most common problem and thing that we run into, if someone says, I want to be a speaker, what do they say, Don?
I got a great story. I need to share my story. I got this great story. I struggled. I. And, you know, Les Brown, when I trained with him, was absolutely brutal. He said, hey, Buttercup, nobody cares about your story. They care about what you're going to do for them. Right. And it was like, when he said that, for everybody who was in the training, was like, wow, I need to flip this around. It's not about my story. It's about how my story can help someone else.
Absolutely. And you know, you mentioned Les Brown there. I remember I was at a convention and I was standing over on the side and I was, you know, listening to Les Brown talk. He was on stage and Les Brown says, where is the richest place on earth? And I'm standing there and I said, well, I know it's not North Carolina. Well, I grew up on a farm. I know that one. It's not there. And I'm thinking maybe Abu Dhabi or someplace. I mean, I don't know. And then Les Brown said, the cemetery. And when he said the cemetery, everybody just kind of like got real quiet. Some of the jaws dropped up. But he had everybody's undivided attention. And Les says, there is where you're going to find all the dreams that a person had. That's where they're going to be buried. All of the books that were never written are going to be buried there. All of the inventions to be a blessing to mankind in the comfort of living, or health inventions, they're going to be buried there. Why? Because no one had the courage to step out and say, I'm going to use my talents, my gifts, my abilities, whatever hurdle I got to clear to do this, I'm going to do this. And you know, Don, you and I, we both had hurdles to get from where we are to where we are today, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, we all have struggles. We all make mistakes. We all doubt ourselves, right? We all do those things. I wrote an entire book once and released it. It was a book that it didn't bring me to where I wanted to be. So I got done with this book and I didn't want to take the steps that were necessary to really get that book out in a big way. And so that was an entire waste of time. You know, it took me 2 years to write the book. And I, looking back on it, I know I learned some things from it, but it was a very expensive lesson. I ended up on the wrong mountain, the summit of the wrong mountain, basically, you know. Mm-hmm. So, we all have struggles. And speaking of writing, Jim, speaking of being an author, if you are an author out there listening to this, if you have a book or are working on a book, write this down and say this to yourself over and over and over again. I must speak. I must speak. Mm-hmm. If you're an author, you have to speak. So many authors, you know, they write, spend, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours, maybe thousands of hours writing their book, and it shows up on Amazon and they think people are going to get flocked to it. The world doesn't work that way. You are responsible for your marketing. You can't expect your publisher to do it. You can't expect anybody else to do it. And the best way to get your message out about your book is to speak. Get out there and tell your message.
Absolutely, because it's just like, you know, being in business. I mean, if you got a brick and mortar business or if you got an online business, who else can tell the story about how great your company is, how great your products are, how great your customer service is, all the things that's great? Who's better that do you think an advertising agency can do you justice? No way. Speaking is very, very critical. And again, I go back to the folks that, you know, that maybe they have no desire to be in business or want to speak on a stage, but if you want to advance your career, whichever one does, you got a much better chance if you become a good speaker, not an eloquent speaker, but a good speaker that knows how to present a presentation, move people to action, be encouraging and be positive. You will be head and shoulders above your competition. Now, I don't know about you, Dandy, but when you worked in the corporate world, there as an engineer, and if someone told you just what I said, how would that strike you? Would you listen to me?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think in a corporate world, we've all lived through death by PowerPoint. We've all suffered death through PowerPoint, right? Where it's people are giving information. People are giving information. And we don't information, you know, what that famous saying where facts tell, stories
sell.
And by weaving storytelling into your presentations, you can take your engagement to the next level. In fact, I was watching a show last week on Netflix, and it was called The Mind. And it was all about psychology and dreaming and memory and things. And they said that our brains, and I kind of knew this from what we teach, our brains are hardwired, and there's actually special cells that clue into four things, Jim. There's time, there's special cells that react when there's a notion of time, when something happened, place, where something happened. Mm-hmm. There's special cells that are sensitive to place. Yeah. Storytelling. We remember things through storytelling. Mm-hmm. And emotion. So those are four key things. And so when you're giving a talk, it's not about the information. It's about telling a story, in the story, having time, place, and evoking emotion. So there's studies out there that show this is exactly what we teach, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because that's what people can relate to. And I love that triangle that you draw, Don. And I've said this many times, but I got to say it again. You picture a triangle, and in the lower left-hand corner, put all your struggles there, everything that you think of. And this is where I started from. This was my struggles. This was the load on my back. And over on the right-hand side of that, this is where you started from. This is the story of how you overcame that. And you go up to the top of the apex there, the tip of the triangle, and that was your accomplishments. Because you've got to be able to show people how you started, where you started from, how you overcame it, the journey that you were in the process of, and then the accomplishments, and then that line from the accomplishments back down to the back to the struggles. Inside of that triangle is the people that you can help. That's your audience. And that's what they're looking for. And if you notice, there was a sequence there that, Don, that you did very well, because remember I mentioned earlier in the show about people that put on these commercials, and infomercials is what they are. And they go on and on and on about the problems, on and on and on about the struggles. And you're going like, well, did you accomplish anything?
If you're the person who struggled and spent lots of time and you didn't accomplish anything, you can't teach anybody anything, can you, Jim?
No, you can't. All you're going to do is just say, oh, man, you made me feel worse.
we were on a call the other day, and one of the gentlemen said, you know, we were talking about that. He said, you know, if all you do is talk about the problem, that's called whining.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Who was it?
I think it was Eric.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? He is so correct on that, because think about that. I mean, and there's people out there, as sad as it is, I heard Zig Ziglar say this, that they just enjoy sharing their problems with everybody else. And if you saw that, they're going to get mad at you because they can't go over there and tell those people about their problem. But my goodness, when it comes to being changing the world and being a blessing to others, the first person you got to, you know, work on is yourself. And Don mentioned about Bill Heinrich earlier. Every single time we run into a mind block or have a brain cramp or something of this nature, we go talk to Bill, and by him asking us questions, he gives us clarity in our mind. Okay, what is it you want to do? How are you going to do that? Why are you doing this? And it just amazes me how Bill can ask all those questions. In fact, he's going to be kicking off our event there at the VFW in Phoenix. And this radio show, we're pre-recording it. We'll have to be right back. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, a video is worth a thousand pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Girls don't cry, right? According to a recent Wall Street Journal article by Dennis Nishi, there's a stigma attached to turning on the waterworks at the office. 61% of men who reported crying at work cited personal reasons, an illness in the family, the death of a pet is the catalyst, while 58% of women said it was something that happened at work, being unfairly blamed or criticized. Men are like mascara. They run at the first sign of hubbaboo. That's another word for crying. What's the word for the fear of intense emotion? Zelophobia. Women may have a better excuse for crying than men, as females have higher levels of prolactin, which encourages the production of tears, making it easier to be known as a lachrymist, or someone who cries at the drop of a hat.
It's Marching Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Hmm. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And you're listening to us on Friday, October the 25th. This show has been pre-recorded because we're right now at the VFW in Chandler, Arizona. So if you're catching us on the radio show or, you know, and you like, and you're in the Chandler area and you say, hey, I'd like to meet those guys, Dandy Don will give you an autograph. And I'll be glad to give you an autograph if you want one. But sincerely, we're going to put on some great training there. You can call the telephone number. Let me give it to you. It's 480-963-1777. I'll repeat that. It's 480-963-1777. And the reason I give you that, so you can call the VFW and see if we got enough room, because we've only got so many seats in there. We don't know right now at this recording on whether we got any extra seats or not. And that way you could call and find out, and that would save you a trip. It's the VFW, 751 South Arizona Avenue in Chandler, Arizona. And Dandy Don, I tell you, we're just very excited to be there. And we're just going to provide a lot of value there. And also at speakerspathway.com, we have some complimentary gifts. Sir, would you be kind to share some of those with the folks?
Absolutely. If you go to speakerspathway.com, right in the middle of our homepage, it says complimentary gifts. You can't miss it. It almost hits you in the nose. Click on that. You'll be brought to a page where there's a list of our executive training team, and each one of them has a complimentary gift for you. For example, Preston Martelli has tips, 90 tips about how to take your branding to the next level. So many say it begins with branding, getting clarity on who you are and what you do. And so Preston, you can download his complimentary gift, and it's guaranteed to move you forward and help you to improve your branding so people will connect with you more frequently.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because there at the complimentary gifts, all of our executive training directors, they offer something that's free. And folks, whether you're an online business, if you've got a physical business, or if you're going to be a speaker, author, whatever, you're all going to need the same basic tools to be able to get your message in front of your potential clients. That's what we have at speakerspathway.com. That's one of the reasons why we created it. Brought in executive training directors, because we knew it was just more than just, you know, yakking away and here's your certificate and on your way, because that's what we ran into. We knew there was they're going to need a lot of coaching, a lot of training that we provide. And also you're going to have tools. You got to know how to market yourself, how to set up emails, how to be able to brand yourself, all those things. And if you don't know that, Don, I mean, my goodness, that can cost you a fortune, can't it?
It can absolutely cost you a fortune. And this training is critical for you. Mm-hmm. If you're an entrepreneur and you're looking to grow your business, learning how to speak, learning how to craft a message, learning how to market yourself, market your brand, it's incredibly important for you. And it's interesting, Jim, I was preparing for a talk I'm doing next week, and I went back and I tallied how much I've spent on speaker training. And it totaled $107,000 plus travel.
Plus travel.
What I had to do to get on the airplane to go there. Mm-hmm. All right. So, because speaker training is $2,000 to $4,000 a day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that don't even count, like Don mentioned, your travel, your per diem as far as your eats on the road, which, you know, can add to the cost very drastically. Your stay there in a motel, all those things. And that's one of the reasons why we set up the Speakers Pathway Coalition, because we wanted someone that's, you know, it's got a tight budget. And if they could, you know, if they would really want to change their life, and we're talking about the amount of money that you may stop and spend at a Starbucks in the morning on a daily basis, or what you might spend just buying doodads or junk stuff at the convenience store when you stop in there and get gas. And, you know, our memberships run like $5 a day, basic membership. And Dandy Don, I mean, you know, our entire purpose was to be able to provide so much value that someone could not afford to leave us in.
Yeah.
And how many courses have we got there, my man? Oh, my gosh.
We're approaching 40 courses. 40 courses, everything from speaking to branding to marketing to how to create a website to how to run email campaigns to how to create videos, how to, you know, it's how to create courses. It's all on there. And, you know, what Jim and I saw, what started this whole journey that we're on is, you know, for some people, the $2,000 to $4,000 a day was good. I mean, that's kind of, that's, they were at the level where that's what they needed. But what we saw was 9 out of 10 people didn't get their return on investment. You know, maybe 1 out of 10 did, but the others either weren't ready or they didn't have ongoing support to help them really implement the things. And so that's why we created Speakers Pathway. It broke our heart to see people racking up thousands and thousands of dollars for this training, on often on their credit cards, and then not getting any return on investment. So that's why we created it. We created there to be there for that ongoing support. We were there so that you're not racking up incredible amount of debt on your credit cards to take this training. That's why we're here.
Yeah, and we saw some people in there. Their focus was to dangle a carrot in front of your nose to make sales. And they did nothing as far as helping that person get to the next level, grooming that person, going into a finishing school, you might say, to help them get on a stage, to start earning, you know, a little income and start getting a return on their investment. And that was one thing that really pushed mine and Don's hot button, because we knew that wasn't right. We knew there had to be a better way. And we complained about it, and we complained about it, and we complained about it. And then Don said, well, let's do something about it. So he really made a sacrifice. And as I tell people, we got a lucky break. Don had an accident. He's a rock climber. And we had been Google documents back and forth, calling on the phones. And Don was, bless his heart, he was laid up there. And I called him on the phone. We got to talking, and we just got so excited. I just blurted out, hey, Don, I'm coming to Colorado Springs. And you know what Don said? Great. Hey, let me get my calendar. You remember that, Don?
Yeah. And in 3 days, we created the framework for Speaker's Pathway. And that same framework stays in place today, because we were one of the first things we did, Jim, when we sat here in my office, or we sat here in my living room, we said, what's our mission? Let's get crystal clear on our mission. And that's the first thing we did. And everything has been built on that mission.
It really was. And what was so amazing, you know, I've told this before, but I'm going to share it with this case someone hasn't heard this. Don and I are sitting there, and we knew we didn't have all the expertise that we needed. We knew we needed some outside help. Everyone needs outside help, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why we created, invited all these executive training directors in who have the knowledge and skills that we needed and we knew that you would need. And we're sitting there. And one of the individuals we've already mentioned, we had his name on the list, and we thought, well, I don't know. I mean, we had cold feet. And the important thing of it was, we had the courage to call the individual. And guess what? He said yes. And his name is Bill Heinrich. He's a high-level business coach. We thought us just starting out from ground zero with nothing, we thought he was head and shoulders and, you know, 40,000 foot above our head. But we actually pondered that, didn't we, Don?
We did. We thought, oh, should we call Bill? He's too big. He's too big for us, right? But as it turns out, Bill has been not only just one of our training directors, but also really helped Jim and I, you know, through this process of growing the Speaker's Pathway to where it is and where it's headed.
Yes, you're exactly right, Don. And, you know, look at it from our perspective. Don and I, we founded the Speakers Pathway Coalition, but we don't hesitate to call on one of our executive training directors, Bill Heinrich, for clarity. And I know the reason I'm mentioning that is because I know Bill will be more than happy to let you schedule a free hour of counseling with him. If you want to call it counseling, it's more like clarity of mind, a good level discussion on how to get out of the physical, how to get focused on what's important in your life and not get drugged down, because that happens to me. It happens to Don. It happens to you. Nobody's immune to that. It amazes me how many times we get hung up on little things, isn't it, Don?
It is. And Bill really helps us to take a step back and get the perspective of and move things forward in the best and fastest and most efficient way possible. And I always find our conversations with him beneficial.
Oh, very stimulating, too, because it's impossible to sit down and talk to Bill Heinrich for 10 minutes and not get value from him. That's how valuable he is. And again, we got a couple minutes left. I want to make sure I mention this again about the VFW there at 751 South Arizona Avenue in Chandler, Arizona. We're going to be there on Friday, October the 25th, Saturday, October the 26th, Sunday, October the 27th. If you remember Don mentioning about the speaker training, and he's looking for 8 speakers, and you might want to, you know, find out some more information, you know, that'd be a good place to meet Dandy Don face-to-face there. And of course, the phone number there you can call to see, make sure we're not packed up, because we don't know what the headcount's going to be since we're pre-recording this show. The phone number is area code 480-963-1777. And Dandy Don, I know you'd love to have someone come up and say, hey, can I have your autograph?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. But, you know, here's the thing is, if you're even entertaining that you might want to do some speaking or really learn more, come to the event. Come to the event and just see it for yourself. I think I don't want to guarantee it, but I guarantee you'll just be blown away by what you're going to learn in that 3 days. Mm-hmm. And we are looking for 8 people to put on the stage on Sunday on a safe stage, give their 6-minute talk, and you'll get the video of it when you do that. And if you want to be one of those people, I've paid thousands of dollars for an opportunity like this. So if you're even thinking about it, just take some action, go there.
Absolutely. And also, too, if you're just thinking about, well, what is it that I want to do? I'm not really sure. Our event is a great place to start, because we will ask you what it is you want to do. We will talk with you. We will encourage you. We'll have Bill Heinrich, who's going to be one of our first speakers there, talking about clarity in the mind. That really gets you thinking in the right direction. And if you're wanting to be able to maybe get active in your civic community, and you know that some of these civic clubs need to have a fire built under them, you need to get with Dandy Don and say, hey, I want some training like what you gave those other folks. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll catch you next week.